Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless, of course, you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the program where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a professional musician. I get half off on appetizers, so excuse me, please. All right, the theme is feet. Every episode we have a theme, and feet is in the title of every song. The first song is by Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters is part of the pantheon, so blues greats. So if you should listen to the blues, and if you're a musician, you should play along with the blues and learn how to play the blues. So in that way, you can keep your pantheon. Now this first song is called "Diamonds at Your Feet." Although he only says that, he hardly ever says that. The song should be called something else, like "Drop Dead" or something. One of these days she'll take sick and die. I don't know, but anyway, "Diamonds." The song is called "Diamonds at Your Feet." The drummer is using brushes on a blues song. Isn't that funny? This is Muddy Waters here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. All the medicine I can buy and all the doctors she can hire. She got to take sick and die one of these days. When she's dead, I'm gonna bury her very deep. When she's dead, I'm gonna bury her very deep. I'm gonna bury her very deep with rubies and diamonds round her feet. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die, oh, one of these days. All the medicine she can buy and all the doctors she can hire. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die, oh, one of these days. All the medicine she can buy and all the doctors she can hide. She got to take sick and die one of these days. If it was me and all the power was in my hand. If it was me and all the power was in my hand. If it was me and all the power was laying that jail in my hand. She wouldn't have to go down to the promised land.
All right, that was not Take Sick and Die. For some reason, that's called Diamonds at Your Feet. Here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. That was Muddy Waters doing Diamonds at Your Feet. He does say diamonds and pearls round her feet at the end of the second verse. Weird. This next song is NRBQ. I play a lot of NRBQ because I like them. They were an East Coast band, and they were great. I'm telling you, they were great. Listen to this song and imagine them. Imagine being in some joint listening to this. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, I saw them many times. Well, we opened for them. I was in the Pusset Dart Band. We did a lot of shows with these guys. And I'm telling you, in a club, the place would go absolutely bananas with these guys every time. And this next song is no slouch in the bananas department. It's called Flatfoot Floozy. Just the craziest guitar playing by Big Al Anderson. And the bass for a lot of the song, the bass and guitar are doing the same thing, which really drives it. This is NRBQ doing the song Flatfoot Floozy here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Yeah.
NRBQ is the name of that band here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's cause all my grooves are crunchy, baby. Now, the theme is feet or foot, and the next song is called Get Your Feet Back on the Ground. This is Tower of Power. What a great band. They've been around for a long time. And if you're learning how to play, this is a good band to listen to, a good band to play along with, because everything is articulate. It's easy to hear. It's easy to separate everything out. Like that last song, it gets a little confused. It gets a little confused with an RBQ. It sort of trashes and splashes around. It's like an old sop with camel coming in on a wing in a prayer. you don't know if it's going to hit the landing or not, or fly into a barn. Yes, but Tower of Power is a different story altogether. These guys are articulate, precise. They know what they're doing. NRBQ, they don't know what they're doing. Well, actually, they do. That was a joke. Ha ha. Yeah. So if you are interested in learning how a band plays together, listen to Tower of Power. And a good way to hear what they're doing is to pick out one instrument. I've said this many, many times. Like this song, let's just pick out the bass player and just try to focus on him. And that will help you. It opens a window into the band, into the workings of the song, see? And it's like opening a window and stepping through the window into the room, and you'll be able to, if you hear one instrument, then you can hear what the other instruments are doing around it, you know, because they're working together. It's a team. All right, so this is, what else do I have to say about it? Yeah, that's about it. This is Tower of Power doing Get Your Feet Back on the Ground here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Hey!
Tower of Power here on KX93.5 FM. Laguna Beach doing the song Get Your Feet Back on the Ground. They modulated right there toward the end. A little surprise modulation. This is John Troy listening to the sack. The theme is feet or foot. And the next song is by Led Zeppelin. The keyboard at the beginning almost sounded like NRBQ. Kind of funny. This song has hardly any changes in it at all. It's sort of kind of a little turnaround. The rest of the time it just sits on the one. This is called Trampled Underfoot here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Mama!
Led Zeppelin here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Trampled Underfoot. I sort of feel trampled underfoot after listening to that. Now, this next song is by Little Feat. Little Feat is a great band. Great band. This song's in the same key, but man, this groove, man. The grooves that Little Feat came up with were just so, I don't know. They were, you know, like Tower of Power is like a Tower of Power and James Brown, they had this kind of like machine kind of precision, you know, and it had a groove like a, well, like I say, like a machine, like pistons and axles and, you know, it's great. And then, but then you got a groove the Little Feat comes up with. It's got more of a rolling, sort of more organic, kind of muscular, fluid, but still, it's still got that same hit to it. That's the best I can do at describing it. I love this band, Little Feat, doing the song Feats Don't Fail Me Now here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Little Feat here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing the song Feats Don't Fail Me Now. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Feet and the next, or Foot, and the next song is called Back on My Feet Again. This is by my friend David Finnerty. I think this is the Joneses, a band that he had back in the 90s, way back in the 90s. You know, I remember when I read, we had to read 1984 in my English. I was like a big English big shot back in high school. Back when I had a future in English. I remember reading 1984 and you know how you hear a date and it's in the future and you feel like it's always going to stay in the future. It's just always going to be there. 1984 was like that. This was like, I was reading it in 1967 or 66, whenever I was reading it. And 1984 was just in the future where it was always going to be. Well, guess what? 1984 came and went, and now it's like 31 years ago. 2001, A Space Odyssey, that was impossibly in the future. Well, that came and went, you know. So if you're young, And there's some date that's maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the future. Hey, pal, if you live long enough, and I hope you do, the day will come. It'll come and go. Oh, yeah. It will, pal. You can trust me. Trust me. All right. This is David Finnerty. It's called Back on My Feet Again. This guitar player, Billy Lucigian is his name. He comes up with a beautiful part. See, if you're playing an original song, when you're working up a cover song, you listen to the guy that had the guitar part and you learn the part. See, but if you're in a band and the songwriter or whoever wrote the song brings the song to the band, unless he tells you what to play, unless he's got an idea of what he wants to hear, he sort of leaves it up to you, and you have to come up with a part. See. It's not something you just learn. You got to listen to the song and come up with a part. It's a part that didn't exist before you bring your guitar to a rehearsal. And Billy Lucigian comes up with beautiful parts. Rock and roll people. Yeah, rock. Well, rock can be beautiful. This is beautiful. This song gave me goosebumps today. I was listening to it. This is Billy Lucigian playing guitar. David Finnerty is singing his song. This is straight ahead rock, man. Beautiful rock. This is the Joneses, David's band, David Finnerty doing the song Back on My Feet Again here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. I remember when He's back. That's Dave Finnerty and the Joneses with Billy Lucigian on guitar here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is feet or foot. The next song is Luther Vandross. You know, a real singer. This guy, you know, like I said, you mean a real singer. Yeah. This one, Luther Vandross. It's rubato at the beginning. What's rubato? Rubato is the temporary disregarding of strict tempo to allow an expressive quickening or slackening without altering the overall pace. All right? So there's sort of no time. It's sort of orchestral. They're all sort of watching a director or a conductor, a leader, is sort of keeping them together and then the tempo kicks in. And oh, what a singer. This is Luther Vandross doing, this is that Stevie Wonder song, Knocks Me Off My Feet, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our heart, told only to the wind, felt even without being said. I don't want to bore you with my trouble. But there's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Oh, baby, said you knock me off my feet. I don't wanna bore you with it. Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you. And I don't wanna bore you with it. Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you more and more. We lay beneath the stars, under a lover's tree that's seen through the eyes of my mind. I reach out for the part of me that lives in you, babe, that only our two hearts can find. But I don't wanna bore. About your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Oh, baby, said you knock me off my feet.
Luther Vandross here on KX93.5 FM. Wow. How about that guy? How about that singing? Gosh. Knocks me up my feet. Oh, and that's the name of the song. here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Country Groove Sack. The theme is feet or foot. And the next song is by a band called Need to Breathe. Need to Breathe. It's called Feet, Don't Fail Me Now. It's got heavy quarters, just bang, bang, bang. It's almost like a 1-1. But it's a 4-4 time, and there's a slide guitar solo. This is Need to Breathe doing the song Feet, Don't Fail Me Now here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. A group called Need to Breathe here on KX93.5 Laguna Beach doing the song Feet, Don't Fail Me Now, Won't You Please Not. I'm John Troy. I'm here on Laguna Beach. I'm on the Pacific Coast Highway. I'm looking up across the street. I'm looking up at the lights from the houses, the lights of the houses up on the hill with all their million-dollar views. I'm looking at sporadic traffic here on a Sunday night, and I have the broad, dark Pacific Ocean at my back. All right. This next song is by a Christian rapper whom I discovered a week or two ago. I played him once. I like this guy. I'm not Christian myself, but I don't discriminate. I go after music. I like music. And that's, you know, the song can be Christian or atheist or Wiccan or satanic. I don't care. If I like the music and it doesn't have language in it, because the FCC forbids that and can get this little station into trouble if I play any songs with language on it, I got to watch that. But around that, we can say I can play pretty much anything I want. That's the great thing about an independent voice on the radio. And that's why you should become a member. You should go to kx935.com and become a member. Your tax-deductible donation will keep this going. We depend on listener-supported radio. We depend on memberships and donations and sponsors. And like I said, it's an independent voice. We're not corporate-owned. A corporation doesn't own us. We say what we want. We play what we want. And that's what we need more of these days. Do that. Go to kx935.com because we're counting on you here. And you can count on us to give you good radio. This is, like I said, this is Lecrae. It's all keyboards and a drum machine or a drummer, I don't know. And the singing is nice. And he's got some women singing, and they're beautiful singers. And the song is called Beautiful Feet. The lyrics have a message. Of course, every song this guy does, he wants to tell you something. So let's listen. This is Lecrae doing the song Beautiful Feet here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
For y'all, listen. It's all a true story. How beautiful are the feet of those that bring the good news. Carlos was born in Killer Cali, was walking down an alley. He caught a bullet in his head that left him bleeding badly. He lost everything at that moment except for his life. He lost his hearing, lost his movement, even lost his sight. He lay there in a coma, but may nobody cared. The gospel preached in his neighborhood, nobody dared. But Los got up out that coma and was able to hear. A missionary shared the gospel to his open ears. He got saved, got trained, got discipled. Back to the hood, you can find him preaching the Bible. He led a homie to Christ that's from the same hood. Part of a church plant, come on now, ain't his name good? This is a blessing, I'm stressing, but this is not the norm. We need leaders and believers to help carry it on. But who would minister in this sinister part of town? I pray if Jesus is calling you, you would be found. Let's go. As a kid, he got older, started doing what the hood did. A rival gang caught him slipping, tried to take his life. But then the gun jammed on him, so they beat him nice. He woke up in a hospital singing Bible songs. Praise God, he had a place to learn the Bible from. But then he gets saved and want to preach Christ. They make him change his whole culture, whole way of life. He gotta get him a bachelor's, wear a suit and tie. Go to seminary, by then all his boys will die. Jesus came to invade culture out of Nazareth and used a couple fishermen who people saw as hazardous. The feet are beautiful, if only they go. Ain't nobody in the hood preaching, how will they know? See, Eric is better used, taught truths in his context. Somebody please plant a church in his projects.
Let's go.
One.
chosen one. But more than that, he quotes Isaiah that shows that our Savior targets oppressed, captive, blind, or broken. I'm saying he had a heart for the poor, had a heart for the low. And 1 John 2:6 is the way we should go. In Deuteronomy, even though they under the law, the tithes every third year, the poor would get them all. And I ain't saying you're wrong if you live in the burbs. I'm saying turn your attention to the hood, we hurting. Man, if you ain't burdened, please pick up your wording. Though this world is going down, while we here, we can serve. And we bring this to the streets, because we knew the streets. I pray that more would be burdened to have beautiful feet. You never knew the streets, but truth is what you preach. I pray to God you be burdened to have beautiful feet.
Cray here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, Laguna Beach, California, doing the song Beautiful Feet. I'm John Troy, and the theme is feet or foot, and I have time for one more. This is, we're going to go from the sublime to the absurd. This is the Shags. What's stunning about this, the Shags, what blows my mind about these, they're these sisters, and when you when you hear them sing, it sounds like, it sounds impromptu. You know, it sounds like that, but it's worked out. And the proof is in this one, you got the two sisters. They're singing together, and it's worked out. I mean, I don't know. Carla Bley said listening to the Shags makes her brain stop. This is the Shags, Brace Yourself, doing the song My Pal Foot Foot here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Promise me this, that you
The Shags here on KX93.5 FM. In Laguna Beach, I'm John Troy, and for the past hour, you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I've had a good time. I hope you have, too. I'll be back. I'm here on Sundays in the evening from 9 to 11 p.m. And don't forget to go to KX935.com, go to the podcast page, and there amongst all the other great podcasts is mine, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I have over 150 episodes. Just pick one and hit listen, and you too can be crunchy. So for all of us here at KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach, this is John Troy saying good night.